Regina Penny and Katina Kane from the Nonprofit Network. Are you there, Katina?
I am. Good morning.
There we go. Phones are working. Goodness.
Phones are working. Yay.
It's a miracle. What's up, Regina?
Well, Katina and I wanted to join you today. We know that there's a lot of people that are asking how they can begin moving their own needle in terms of some of these national conversations. And we have to be honest that the national issues occur every single day here in Jackson County. We have a lot of discrimination, systemic racism, and Nonprofit Network has some tools and resources and opportunities that if you wanted to help your organization move forward, we're here to help. And I wanted Katina, who is our lead facilitator in this work and has entrenched herself in this, in these issues, to help nonprofit organizations and for-profit organizations move forward. And I wanted her to share briefly what she does, the magic that she creates, the opportunities she creates.
Katina, tell us about your magic.
My magic. I wouldn't necessarily say magic. it's work and time, certainly. But what I do is I serve as a management consultant and have formulated a toolkit that can be used statewide that organizations can utilize, including an assessment and also just tools and resources to move the work forward in your organization. But primarily what I do is I go into an organization, no matter where the organization is at, on the continuum of having conversations about race, equity, implicit bias, racism, discrimination, wherever. And I help the organization begin those conversations. Organizations who have not started those conversations, I encourage those organizations to do that. And I just ask a simple question. And the question could be along the lines of, how do we look at what's going on in the world? How is this affecting us? What can we do as an organization to ensure that our policies and procedures are not barriers to full inclusion and full diversity within our organization? And so I do that on like I said, on lots of different scales.
And these are not easy conversations, are they?
No, they're not they're not easy conversations, but I encourage organizations to create a courageous space. Sometimes we want to create safe spaces, and when we create safe spaces, we get comfortable. And so in order to move this work forward, in order to have conversations across lines of difference, we really need to create that bold, courageous space. Many of us grew up in homes that we were taught values, and those values may be different than someone else, right?
Sure.
We have our own way of seeing the world, and we come to this, to our workspaces, with these different levels of worldview. So bringing people together to have these conversations can certainly be uncomfortable.
Yeah, can you give us an example of, I guess, somebody, maybe an organization that's you guys have been able to assist?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm thinking about one in particular. When I first started with Nonprofit Network, and I noticed that their board was a board of all white men. And so we decided to have a conversation, and this organization was so willing to have this conversation about mm-hmm. race and equity and defining what that means for them. And so in my work, we were able to I was able to have all of the board members create a profile worksheet, which just helped me look at the demographics of each board member and where they're coming from, their background, and all of that. List and put it on paper. And even though they were able to see that they were all men at the table, looking really did something for them. So from there, we began looking at their marketing and looking at their website. We began thinking and we began talking about the community they serve. And they recognized that our organization should be representative of the population we serve. And we serve primarily people of color. So we want to make sure that our website is representative of that, our handouts and brochures are representative of that, and most importantly, that our board is representative of the people we serve.
Yeah,
and they did that, and they're successful.
You must run into that, Regina, that lack of diversity quite often. I know you work with a lot of boards.
Well, and that's why we created these toolkits, and that's why we started engaging in this work almost 10 years ago, was that we knew that, one, there's absolutely, positively a fact that if nonprofit organizations don't become social justice advocates, then we're not serving our clients. Every single system that's broken that prevents our nonprofits from getting ahead is because our clients, our members are facing systemic racism or bias, implicit bias about all of the solutions that affluent white people in power have created for other people and haven't necessarily authentically engaged with the clients that they're trying to help and protect and serve. And so one of the reasons we're coming on today, we've been doing this work forever, but we know that there's a lot of people out there that are now saying, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to examine how I might have been perpetuating this system, but I don't know what to do. And I'm telling everyone out there, we have tools, strategies, tips. We can give you the action steps to either help your clients access your services differently and more successfully because the organization isn't placing a barrier, but also just in your own life and in your own awareness and in your aware of your own power dynamics and actually change the conversation around racism. And I think that to pretend that it doesn't live here in our community is just every single African-American person of color in Jackson is faced with a racist microaggression or something daily. Your next door neighbors, and it's got to stop. And so we're here to help.
Are you ladies, are you seeing progress?
I'm not going to say that. Katina is going to have to share that.
You know, I'm seeing organizations move their bar. Am I seeing full-on progress? That one is going to be difficult to say. Until we can review our organization's power dynamics, until we can begin assessing the data and making sure that we are recruiting for meaningful representation, I don't know if we're going to make full progress. I'm telling you to stay hopeful. Because I am seeing more organizations now moving their bar. We're getting closer, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Is this?
I think we
hear the tipping point. Is this the tipping point?
Oh, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Where we actually start making change. Greg, what I think we need to start seeing, and we talk a lot about this work when we start looking at the disparities, and we have to start looking at the ways that we address problems with who does the problem help, who does the solution help, and who does the solution hurt. And if we consistently see that our solutions are hurting those that are most impacted by systemic racism, we have to recognize that the problem's racist. And one of a wonderful quote from a colleague right here in Jackson always says that the system we have is designed to get the outcome that the system is actually designed to get. So all of our disparities are embedded in systems designed to create the disparity. And I think that's a really important conversation for every single person in power to look at is this, that we designed a racist system. We designed a system where people of color cannot get ahead because that's how we designed it. And we've got to dismantle that.
So how does poverty play into all this?
Oh, my goodness. Poverty is huge. Across the United States, people of color, black and brown folks, experience poverty at an extremely higher rate than white individuals. And so what we're seeing in our communities is that many people of color are living at or below the poverty line. Based on systems created and laws created to ensure that people of color stay down. And so these inequities still exist. And so in our communities, again, we'll still see more people of color in poverty than white folks.
Both the city council and the county commission both addressed this last night. I'm sure you're probably aware of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I watched the city council meeting, or I'm sorry, the county commissioners meeting last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was disappointing. They did get something mm-hmm. passed, but the process put the issue on full display.
Mm-hmm.
What was disappointing, Regina?
Well, we had two of our county commissioners, two men of color, that crafted a resolution to indicate that racism is a social health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And yet their resolution wasn't good enough. And so the other seven members, who are white men, created their own and passed their own rather than listen to two people who are typically unheard. And so I think that, and then I think the conversation was that discussed the issues around why one resolution was better than another. Was just really disrespectful, and so it was really, really hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the city council they went in the other direction. They unanimously passed a resolution declaring racism a public health emergency.
Yes, and I didn't get to see the conversation around that. I was engaged in the county commissioner. And Katina, I don't know which one you watched, but I can't speak to the process that the city went through, mm-hmm. but only what the conversations around the county went through.
You know, I watched the county and the two men of color that presented, I know very well. And I was more distracted by my heart going out to them as mm-hmm. We had one individual who was sleeping. We had and watching the faces of others. And I just wanted to wrap my arms around my friends at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go from here, Regina?
Well, if anyone's ready and wants to explore things that they themselves could do within their organizations, whether it's for-profit or nonprofit, I hope they give us a call. Reach out to us via email. Our website is www.nonprofnetwork.org. Katina's email is katina@nonprofnetwork.org. Mine is regina@nonprofnetwork.org. And let's start the conversation and mm-hmm. let's start exploring how your employment practices might be discriminating, and you might not even know it. Let's explore your board recruitment strategies and how your board recruitment strategies might be stopping your organization from moving forward. Let's look at some of the systems you've put in place for your clients and the people that you serve. And we're ready to help. We're ready to help you examine your processes and really dive deep into this problem.
So you
and our services. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go.
Our services are customized, and so it doesn't matter where the organization is. Can meet them where they are and move them up from there.
So if they're interested, you will sit down with them.
Absolutely.
That's what we're all about. We will meet you where you are, and we will walk this path with you. We believe that everyone is on a journey, and every journey is different. And so there is no cookie cutter method. There is no judgment. The fact that you're coming and saying we want help and we want to change is good enough for us.
Absolutely.
Ladies, thanks so much for joining us. If somebody has a question, is there a number to call?
Yes, 517-796-4750. We're still safely working from home, so leave a message and someone will return the message within a day.
Have you filled out your census yet?
Absolutely.
First day.
Absolutely.
And we're tied for third in the country for response rate.
Oh, wow.
Right now, which is amazing. But we also have lots and lots of people. We're still somewhere around 65-ish%. I'm guessing because I haven't looked today, but we still have at least 20% of our county that has not responded. And remember, we get road funding and we get education funding and we get Medicare funding and we get housing funding when we complete the census. So the more people fill out the census, the more money we get. It's that simple. So if you haven't done it, do it.
Thanks, ladies. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it. Regina Penny and Katina Kane from the Nonprofit Network.